League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Well, welcome back.
Welcome back to the Mike Schaeffer EV Chronicles.
Yeah, if you watched last week's, he got a phone call about his EV thing, and guess what happened?
Well, I'm not going to say it on camera, but Matt had a great idea to go on the news and get a news story going.
Yes! This man's battery is at zero. He is a tenant in a Studio City apartment where he was promised an EV charger 5 months ago. EVs have been installed, but they haven't been turned on.
Sounds
stay
like
with us.
Which sounds like.
And the montage is funny too.
Oh yeah, just like, it's like Mike loves his apartment complex. Yeah. He uses the facilities, works at the gym, does laps in the pool.
Do you have a pool?
Yeah.
Oh, it's right in the middle when you walk in, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Although the pool has been unfilled and caution tape outside of it for the last 2 months
like
also.
I don't like that.
Bust out the skateboard. Let's shoot
it. All the amenities you thought you were paying for vanished.
Literally. Oh, and
complain
the pool.
About
oh, wait.
That.
The pool is also empty too.
He did mention months? That on the call. He's like, if there's an issue with the pool, we can certainly compel them to like fix that.
Oh,
so.
Suddenly when it deals with like
aquatic life.
Yeah.
No, it's
during the cold months.
Yeah, they used all the water in the pool to fuel your ChatGPT.
Oh,
well,
okay.
I would assume isn't it just drained because it's like winter?
That's what I think. Yeah,
yeah totally. Well, we live in California. It was 80 degrees last.
I know. I wanted
pools
to sit out.
Drain pools in the winter.
Pools close here though.
De-winterize things.
Yeah, they do.
Who's?
I always see like if I'm driving by like a swim place, it'll be like. Well, so like, opening in May
yeah.
or whatever.
But I don't know. Like, I feel that the apartment complexes, they always stay open.
They should. I think there was just a problem with my pool that they're fixing. I see people working on it. That is being fixed.
What were we going to say, Matt?
I just thought like they're like de-winterizing it or they're like preparing for.
It's possible.
Getting ready for like the season for it actually to be used. Because like, I don't know.
Well, that's very frustrating. I'm sorry.
Very frustrating.
Sorry, that's happening to you, Mike.
Hopefully it gets resolved.
Can I come charge at your house after this?
Yeah.
We do have a subject today. We do topic that was inspired by a Reddit post.
Yeah.
And the question that was posed on Reddit is, what's something you see many people do that you will never do?
What happened?
Aaron, injury?
Yeah, I got a little cut on my...
Just now?
No, I think it was there, but then I just nicked it.
You opened it up?
Yeah. Ouchie, wowies.
Okay, do we want to read Reddit ones first or come up with our own first?
Oh, I thought that's what we were supposed to do.
Yeah, I have a little list.
I got my mind.
You got your mind?
I got my mind.
Okay.
First being, I would never buy a dog.
Oh my God.
From a breeder.
Oh, okay. Good one. And you know what? I've never done that. I have never done that.
Matt's side. So technically, me neither.
Yeah.
Me neither. I have never done that. Will I? I don't know.
Yeah.
I want my dog. I want the dog I want. I want that doggy in the window.
I want that doggy in the window. Yeah.
Wow, off the rails early,
well,
folks.
Well, I had one. Well, you said about owning a dog.
I had a dog.
No, I would own a dog.
Buying a dog.
Never buy one from a breeder.
A purebred dog. Or a.
Like purchasing a dog.
Purchasing.
From a breeder.
From a breeder.
From a breeder. I had like owning exotic animals.
You would never.
No. Oh, yeah.
I don't like think I would either.
Just, yes.
Monkeys like make me sad.
There's Yeah, there's a
Can
level of
examples?
Like exotic. Okay.
Like a lizard.
Like lizards, snakes.
Oh, really?
Tarantulas.
Wait, not even like a lizard?
I don't want a lizard.
I think they're cool. I mean, I think those are like morally okay. But I was thinking like a tiger or like a bobcat or something.
I don't think it's like about ethics for you. Just, like he's just saying like, I don't want that.
I don't want to take care of that. And I think it's like cool for people
feeding
to take.
Feeding it like flies and maggots and
no
stuff.
Way.
My cricket package arrived, everybody.
Yeah, yeah, like big.
Woohoo!
But they like inflate it with air.
Yeah,
and
it's
just
like filled with live crickets.
It's like the fact that it's full of air too just adds like a weird vibe to it I don't like.
But if I was very, very wealthy and I
and
had,
then you had a caretaker.
And I had like property like a ranch and had like some couple like maybe like an ostrich.
That would be fun.
Like a fun kind of thing like that. That had land to roam and like someone to take care of it and give it a good life. I could do that.
But not a lizard.
No, anything that has to have a lamp on it and fake plants and stuff. I don't want any of that.
Yeah. I think a turtle would be cute. A turtle would
be
adorable.
They're so stinky. They also smell bad.
I don't mind a tortoise. A wet amphibian turtle. I mean, they're all amphibians.
I don't know.
I like the dry looking turtles. Any kind of turtle that has to like get in water and just lives in a tank, I feel really bad for that turtle.
How do you feel about like when you walk into someone's house and they have like one of those giant aquariums?
I always go, whoa, cool aquarium. I go up to the aquarium and I go, what do you got in here?
Yeah.
All I think about though, like my cousin has an aquarium and I think it's very cool. But I'm like, what if you move? Would you turn off the aquarium and then you got to put them in baggies and we're shipping them somewhere?
You got to keep everything
regulated. That seems like a huge big headache of like getting up and going. If there's a fire and you have an aquarium, bye bye.
I didn't think about that.
They're in the water.
And the heat, it boils
no
up.
No way.
So, like,
I think I was just more thinking like aesthetically.
Oh, no, I think there's pretty aquariums. Yeah. I do think there's pretty aquariums. It just seems like so much work in chemistry.
To keep it clean,
There's always like an empty box next to it with other pipes
pH
and
levels.
Shit.
Yeah, it's always green on the inside.
Too
never
much
clean.
Maintenance.
It also feels very 80s, like show
totally.
Off.
Totally.
Like it's like the house has not been renovated since the Reagan administration. If you have like one of those big blue wavy,
Damn, I never thought about that. If you have one of those aquariums and there was like a fire or something, you're like, just like,
you can't save your fish. No.
No.
Just come back
roll
and
it
eat,
out
them,
into
eat,
the
eat them after they're grilled up.
Oh, gosh.
No, I know, but like that's just sad. Or like, I guess if you had like an iguana or something, you could take the cage. But
When I was in Joshua Tree over the weekend, we stopped at some restaurant and they had like a little farm next to the restaurant and it was goats and ducks and chickens. That seems
cute.
So lovely.
Yeah.
Like
a
little baby, it was like little baby goats like coming up to us.
Oh, I would love that.
Oh my. A little baby goat
that's
is like the size of a dog.
They're adorable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so cute.
All their little poops.
Yeah, the poop
kinda
is
gross.
A little gross.
And they have those like their pupils horns. Are like horizontal. They're just like they're looking out
they're
both
like,
directions.
Oh,
like
they're,
that.
So they're like iPhones in their eyes. It's just like a black vertical line.
Yes.
The sheeps were a little gross. Sheeps I feel like just always are dirty because
Their wool?
Yeah, it just like sucks up like poop and leaves.
Oh, but when you own sheep though, like it just grows wool for free.
I know.
Like, so you just
make your clothes,
grows it,
brush
shave
them.
It makes you money.
And what are you going to do? You're going to get a fucking yarn wheel and start spinning
it
up.
You sell it to a wool collecting company and they come pick it up and they pay you. But you're like, our hair doesn't like, well, I guess you can donate your hair, but like your cat, your dog doesn't make you money. Your cat doesn't make you money. But like sheep is just this one animal that grows
cows.
It's for
and you don't have to like harm it to, you know, it's not like you're selling
meat.
They
need it, right?
Yeah, well, because we've been shearing sheep for so long as a human species, sheeps now need humans to like exist because if not, if they don't get sheared, they just get weighed down and die.
Sometimes they'll discover like a sheep that has been like a wild sheep that has been left out in the woods and has grown its hair so bad over all the years.
And
they have to like save it by bringing it back to life.
Yeah, we've like evolved with the sheep as humans that they need us as much as we need them to survive.
I might fuck around and buy a sheep.
Did you see that?
It's a sheep.
And a designer.
I think it's just
one
sheep. Yeah, you see.
And a whole bunch of
sheep.
Are sheep.
Are sheep.
Yeah.
Right? It's not a shep.
It's not a ship.
You're saying sheeps.
Am I?
Yeah. Sheeple.
Well, when would you use sheeps?
Never.
Never?
To talk about
what
libs.
Is it, a gaggle of sheep?
Gaggle of saints is what is a bunch of geese.
A gaggle of geese.
A rafter is.
A gaggle of geese, but it's also called like a gaggle of
saints. Gaggle of geese for sheeps.
Sheeps.
I think it's just a herd of sheep.
Yeah.
It's a pack of sheep. A herd.
Sheeps.
What is it?
This is why I should use ChatGPT because it doesn't give
me the bunnies. Bunnies is a fluffle.
A litter of puppies, a flock of ducks, a blank of lions.
Pack of lions.
No den.
A pride.
School?
Yes.
Yes.
Gotcha. A blank of wolves.
Pack of wolves.
A blank of crows.
Scare.
Close.
Murder.
Scare murder.
Scare
what's rafter? Turkeys?
I don't know.
Wait, murder?
A murder of crows.
Do you know what the ravens? Oh, ravens?
Baltimore.
It's called An Unkindness of Ravens.
That's tea.
A blank of owls. This one's a cool one.
School? No.
That's fish.
It's governmental.
Government? Legislation.
Close.
Think about Congress? British.
A parliament. A parliament of owls.
Oh, they're so
Hey, is this
studious.
The owl extinguisher company? Yeah, I got a parliament of owls up in my attic. I wonder if you can come.
There's a parliament of owls.
Like, who's actually saying this?
A parliament of owls?
Maybe J.K. Rowling like described it in like Harry Potter, Potter when they're trying to give Harry his letter. There was a parliament of owls outside.
Parliament.
Ferrets.
I love ferrets. Stinky.
See, now we're getting a little silly.
A business of ferrets.
Business? They just all have little suits on.
When was this meeting? Oh, who got together and named all of this?
It should be a business of penguins because they're all in tuxes.
Yes.
What did we figure out?
What is it called? Penguins?
She was saying it should be a business of penguins because they're business. All wearing tuxes, tuxedos.
Yeah, that would be really cute.
What did we figure out what sheep was? That's what we
I'm
dove
trying
into.
To look without using ChatGPT.
Why can't you just type it in and just ask, what do you call a group of sheep?
Okay, I'll try
I'm
it again.
I'm pretty sure that will bring it up.
What do... I think it is a tuxedo of penguins. Can you look up the penguins like the... one? What do you call a group...
Flock.
Of
Fold
sheep?
Or herd. It says a group of sheep is called a flock. Literally, it pops up right away. I don't know what the heck you were doing.
Well, what
over
I
there.
Googled was, what do you call a gaggle of geese for sheep? I was trying to think fast.
That's
I was
crazy.
Like,
oh, boy.
No, yeah, you crazy. Like... No wonder you have to use ChatGPT.
Yeah, your Google skills are a little too intense.
I was trying to do it quickly.
That's
and I...
insane.
Oh, come on.
Okay, so what are some other things that you see many people do that you.
Oh, well, there's one thing. This is going to sound like I'm just like praising myself, and I'm not. I just like cannot believe people do this. Is like leave their cart and not put it in its spot after the grocery when you're
oh,
shopping.
Grocery cart. Yeah.
Yes.
Cart marks.
Cart marks.
Yes, I can't. I just like would never be able to be like, I'm just gonna be here. Like that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
The only reason I can see why people think that is if these places have shopping cart pushers in their brain, if they're just like, oh well, that's someone's job to do that.
Right.
Yeah, but there's
but if everybody corrals. Did it, it'd be a serious problem. And they're not thinking about the consequences of the cart also being moved by the wind, hitting other people's cars. But if everybody did it, it'd be a huge problem.
What if they just like wedge it like on the curb in the little dirt so it doesn't roll away?
It still
away?
Is like
it's still,
shitty because like, people can't park and it's like.
I imagine pulling into a parking lot and then you see 15 carts all wedged up on like curbs and stuff. It would be an ugly picture.
I don't like that like the cart narcs guy goes from like 0 to 100. Even though the people are pretty rude, but he's like, hey, I think it's just be able to like, hey, just so you know, it's not his job to like actually get your cart and put it in the cart receptacle. It's your job to put it in the receptacle.
It's because people be like, I don't give
right.
a fuck.
He doesn't really do education.
No,
like,
it's
he doesn't
just,
like, hey, you know, you could be a better citizen by doing it.
Right.
He it's like escalates shame. It in, yeah, he shames them. And
but he does it in a funny way.
It is funny. Right.
There's so an entertainment the value to how he approaches it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I remember there was a storm happening when I was working at Target and there were so many carts just like in the,
oh,
and
flying
so
all over the
many
place.
Cars got like pelted with carts because people wouldn't put it. And that's like the other thing people don't think about. It's like if you leave it out, like usually obviously people leave it out when they're about to leave, but like it could fuck your car. Like
yep
to circle back, when they're in water they're called a raft, but on land they're called a waddle.
Of what?
Penguins.
A waddle of
that's
penguins
cute.
Adorable. Oh, that's really,
really
cute.
A waddle.
Yeah,
I like that better than
and a suit. Raft of penguins.
Yeah.
When they're in the water, that's cute.
It also says other names for a group of penguins include rookery, colony, and huddle.
Oh, those are cute.
One thing that I see a lot of people do that I would never really want to do is crowd surfing and moshing.
Oh, bad take. It's exhilarating.
You never crowd surfed?
No, because
you're
one,
also really
every
tall,
time I see
lengthy.
Crowd surfing,
yeah, we need him to lift us up.
You're not, these people are not consenting that they now have to catch your body. There's other people who are standing around. Your foot can instantly fling into someone's face like that, knock somebody's drink over. It's
that's,
like
that's
such
my
a
fear, yeah.
Like unless you check in, go, I'm gonna jump, and the people go, do it, sure. But
it's like rock history. Like
true,
I don't.
True, but I think it's a little.
If you're doing it at like a Gracie Abrams concert, sure.
Or like
your
speech
take is
and
valid.
Debate club. Oh, yeah. I won first place, everybody.
Yeah,
woo!
Like if you are at a rock show, that's just part of
it's
the
just
culture.
Happens.
Yeah, I just think it's like just dangerous.
But
I've heard
I agree
a lot
with
of
you.
People
I
have
can't
nightmare
imagine,
stories,
like,
or like when it happens, I'm like, oh my gosh, like and.
I have helped people like crowdsurf before, but I'm so concerned about, and you're passing it on to like other people, and it becomes this huge heave and hoe of like mass and weight. It seems just very dangerous.
A lot of responsibility.
And I would never want to do that. And I guess though, it's like, but that's the thing is like, you got to help this person who wants to be carried amongst everybody.
Yeah, it's,
but it's
awesome.
Just, I feel bad about just someone's eye getting knocked out, it hitting someone's face, knocking over someone's drink.
I would get hurt if I was a whore. I just know I would. Erin, the first time I went to emo night, I was just like, oh, there she was just crowd surfing.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've done it a dozen times.
But it was like hilarious because we didn't know emo night like we do, obviously. And it was just like, we were just there to like go.
Yeah.
And I couldn't imagine like going to a show like that and like not seeing a mosh pit.
Yeah.
Right. Even it's like, just part of the culture, yeah. I guess.
Like when 303 was performing, there were people crowd surfing. Yeah. The 1 year or the 1 year.
Me. Maybe you were very tiny. I'm also like 6'3".
You're way too tall.
So I would just
yeah,
be
you're
like,
lanky
we
and
need
tall.
You as a lifter.
Around. This is what I want. Do it. Do it.
They'll be like, oh God.
Yeah.
Well, it's also like a give and take. Like you got to feel it. You can't force it, but there's like on. There's a momentum and an energy
totally.
In the crowd that like builds up to it.
You
and
have
like,
to trust, though, everyone is aware that this is what's going on. Some person could instantly just not be looking and it's like, bam, well, it is out. I just don't want people getting hurt.
The idea also, like, you're not really supposed to, like, do a fucking free dive into it. You kind of, like, the safe way to do it is, like, you kind of fall into it. And
but
it's a little.
It's the moving. Where
yeah.
They,
I guess
they
that
pass
did happen
back.
To me. Like, the first emo night we ever went to, I remember my head got slammed into, like, a speaker.
Yeah.
I think it was somebody
you
from above.
Like, hurt. You hear, I don't know, you hear just these nightmare stories.
And
about,
I was just like, am I okay?
I think it's. Do you. Okay. Maybe problematic question. I feel like as a woman, crowd surfing is a lot more concerning because I feel like a lot of dudes will just try and like grope you.
I'm sure.
Does that happen when you crowd surf?
But I feel like maybe at shows like we'd go to, people are more respectful.
More respectful, yeah. I feel like I've seen it like at shows that I've been to where there's just, like a bunch of dudes just like grabbing a girl. I'm like, that is fucking awful. Like, don't do
that.
That's
what I'd be afraid of, or like if there's anything in my pockets or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, like your phone falling out or whatever, but.
Yeah, you hand your friend your stuff.
Oh, you got to prepare a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crowd surfing sick. You're fucking wrong.
Another type of surfing I will never do is windsurfing.
Oh, I know. I want to, scary. But I don't think I would do it.
It looks, I mean, I've surfed, but the windsurfing thing, you see people out there.
But
or
that's where you're like in the air, right?
Yeah.
So, well, some people have this sail where you're standing that's on like a surfboard yeah. and you're oh. kind of navigating. But then other people have one where it's this kind of like kite that they're on a board and they're using that. They're
to
using the wind
off
to
the water.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You use the wind to like lift you up.
I think I'm
up.
Thinking of parasailing.
No.
Parasailing.
That's when you're like strapped in and you're attached to the back of a boat and then you go up into the
yeah,
air.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's pretty
what
easy because you're not. There's nothing that you're navigating. But yeah. people who are navigating the wind, zipping through water, like
it'd be fun to try. I think.
I'm just worried I would just get pew, like
yeah.
go off into the sunset and never
fly
come back.
Away for
yeah.
sure.
Like. Just using the wind to navigate and like zip on water, I have no interest in doing. I'll watch it, but I'll never do
it. I can't even watch it. What if like when parasailing, where you're on the back of the boat and you're just tied to a string and you're caught by the wind? You know
string,
what I'm talking
about? Tiny string. Yeah, no,
I always think of Jurassic Park 3 where like the father and son are in it and then there's the clouds go over and then the clouds go away and then the person driving the boat is gone. Remember that?
What?
No.
In Jurassic Park 3. It just freaks me out. Just the idea of being
a
parasailing and the person who's driving is gone.
I did it once. It was, I think, like me and Johnny when he was like a little baby. We were at some vacation somewhere. And like, I was
baby.
Like, I was like a child. And like me, I was also like 11. And they're just like, all right. And they start rolling you up. And then the wind basically holds you up in the air. And when you're up there, it's so fucking loud. The wind is so strong. You're like, the entire time, just like the wind is just keeping you up. And it's so easy that like if this string fucking snaps, you're just gone.
Gone.
And this happened to a woman on the news that it was like a couple years ago. There was a video about it. And this woman was parasailing in like France or somewhere in the Caribbean. The rope snapped and she just went fucking like into outer space. And then not outer space, but like went way the fuck up because the wind just kept taking her. It's like being in a, you know, reverse parachute. And she ended up landing like 7 miles away and she had to like steady herself down and she had taken skydiving lessons. So she like kind of knew what to do and ended up like finding a field and like landing herself. But
damn.
What the fuck? I'm not going to do it. Like I would
But you go in a hot air balloon.
Right.
Hot air balloon is so easy. You just stop pumping the gas and you'll gently fall down.
There's a lot of chemistry going on there.
I think the fire is like the scary part, but I would also do that, I think.
It's really sick because you also have to go right at the crack of dawn. Like, because that's
mind,
when the wind
mind.
Is.
I'm not going.
Carly's out.
You have to show up before the sun
unless
rises.
It's the back I'm not even going to finish my sentence.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, windsurfing that. Because also, yeah, if you're just doing that thing, what if you catch a gust and you just get like launched 80 feet up into the air and then you let go accidentally?
And like, how do you get back to where you started, wherever you parked the car?
Right.
Or then we're moving our way down the coast and then how do we get back? It's just.
No.
Ocean water activities. I'm like good on.
Yeah. Even like a jet ski. I'm just like.
I do like to water. I love to water ski.
On a lake.
Water ski
tubing.
All day.
Tubing's fun.
Tubing. I know, but I'm 32 now. Yeah.
32
I feel
tubing.
A little like, whee! Again. I'm like, I feel like I've matured past the point of like wanting to be pulled around in a tube.
Do you think it's immature of me to want to go to Six Flags on my birthday?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm like
fun.
Kind of like, maybe I should do that. I don't know.
Why? I don't think it's immature to ride a roller coaster.
To me, like, that's like similar. Though.
Yeah. How is it any different?
Because. Because the roller coaster is always going to go. It's gonna be there. The ride's happening, whether you want to like go attend it or not. Okay. Pull me around in a tube is just like a bit of orchestration. Who's pulling
you?
You're
having like a lake day.
You got to rent a boat. Adults.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah.
Maybe.
I did it last summer and it was so fun.
Tubing?
Yeah.
I mean, I tube every year too.
Yeah.
Okay, well then what's the ruckus?
I mean, it's just like one of those things that you just like laugh dirt. Like it's like, yeah. And then like after funny. Like a minute, I was like, okay, get me off. I'm scared. I'm going to break my neck.
Yeah, you ever get flung out?
Oh, yes. Many times.
See, then you're sore as fuck for like 3 days. Yeah. You're like, God damn, my neck still hurts. Like, it's like getting into a car accident.
I've done it. It was like me on a tube and my friend's girlfriend on a tube. There were like two of us. And we were like going and going. And our tubes got so close together. She got onto mine and like not thinking, she got onto mine. So hers flew up in the air. Landed on us.
Oh my God.
It was like, like I had no idea what the fuck was going on. I thought I was dead. But
yeah.
I'm alive.
The ocean, no.
Can you kneeboard?
I've never done that.
What's a kneeboard?
I bet I could.
It's like, it looks like a wakeboard. You get pulled onto it and then you slowly move your body onto it and you have these little like grooves where you put your knees and then you kind of strap yourself
in. That sounds
kind
of fun.
So you're kind of on your knees getting pulled around on the wakeboard type thing. And it's really fun. You can like spin around and like, you have a little bit more control. I can't wakeboard at all.
It's so hard to get up.
Oh, on wakeboarding? Because we're also really like tall and like lanky. It's so
fucking hard.
Yeah, just to.
There's a track that I've been in that's like a lake and it's a where you grab a thing and it's like a track that pulls you. And you get on the wakeboard, you strap your feet in and then like it comes around. It's like almost like a ski lift, but you grab it with your hands and then you can wakeboard and it like takes you around a track. That's really fun.
Oh, that's cool.
That actually sounds fun. And, it takes you over like ramps and stuff.
You can hit the ramps.
I don't understand.
It'll be
I see what you're saying now. I get it. I thought you were talking about like the wakeboard was on a track.
No, the track is above you.
That's why
you.
I was like, huh?
The track is on the top and you grab the rope. So it's like you're wakeboarding on the back of a boat, but it's taking you around this like
that's
man-made
cool.
lake.
That'd be fun. Where's that?
Tel Aviv.
No, okay. No.
But I'm sure they have them here.
Book my flight right now.
What else are things that you see people do?
Can litter. I say one?
What?
Litter. Like when I'm at like a red light or something, someone just throws a fucking soda can out their car window. I'm like,
are you still seeing people do that?
Oh, I do
all the
but
time.
I mean, I see the litter all the time. Yeah. So I go, it's happening. But
100%.
I don't. Yeah,
and I always lay on my horn and I'm like, fuck you.
Oh, if I feel like if I saw that at a stoplight, I would get out of my car and put it back in their car. I've never seen somebody litter like
put
that.
Put it back in their car.
It's crazy.
And what sucks is like when you see trash, sometimes you like you want to pick it up, but you also don't know where it's been.
No.
And I'm always worried about just like needles and stuff.
Yeah, no, it's not your job. Get the city
sucks.
On it.
Oh gosh, someone like dumped a whole thing, a Subway, like two sandwiches just like dropped it on like the corner of our street. And it was so disgusting because people were walking their dogs and the dogs would like get into it and everybody was like, this has to go, but nobody wanted to clean it up and it just sat and rotted
did
on the corner.
Did it smell bad?
Ew.
What was
I didn't,
it?
Well, I don't know.
Tuna.
I didn't walk over and be like, I would see it was like gross and I would just keep walking, but I wasn't like,
getting his daily fix.
What is it? What do you think
mayo?
His foot long is?
Oh, yeah,
I don't
mayo.
Know.
I'm going to need to get a sandwich today after all this mayo talk.
I need to buy more
little
mayo.
Jersey Mike's.
I have one thing also like standing in long lines for.
Oh,
like,
yeah, you're
coffee,
not going to do that.
Coffee, like, there's a, and even
but you don't even
food.
Drink coffee.
Right, but I don't know. It's also, like, there's just a degree where it's, like, what is this line for and what are we getting? And is this really worth my time to get this little thing that I can also go across the street and get?
No, I would never
wait in line coffee. An hour for coffee. I would never wait in line for 30 minutes for coffee.
Yeah. No.
What about brunch?
No.
Oh, really?
Get a reservation the night before and walk in.
But what if they don't take reservations and then they're like, it's a 20-minute wait.
Okay, I can deal with that.
Yeah.
I can deal with that. I can have good conversation with people.
What's your cutoff time?
45 minutes.
Okay.
45 minutes. Probably 30
That's
minutes,
pushing
I
it.
Think. Also depends who I'm with. If I have good friends and I go, you know what? I don't mind spending 30 minutes chatting with these people. But if you're like drunk, hungover, and with people you don't really like, you're like, I don't want to do this. But sometimes you just got to suck it up and deal with it.
Yeah.
But like, you're seeing people waiting out line for like certain rare shoes or like, like stuff where it's like they're trying to
get the Supreme store line has got to be like a mental illness.
Yeah. And it's all people who buy it just to resell it.
Is that still happening?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're still doing drops
today.
And stuff?
There was a Supreme
all the hype
drop.
Beasts, they love to wait in a line.
Yeah.
It's like hype that. Beast.
Who, that's what they're called.
I know. It's just so funny.
Who was telling me? I think there was like a road pop up over in WeHo. And people were waiting like 2 hours in line.
To buy lip gloss?
Yeah.
Is that where like Haley and Justin were too?
I don't
know. Maybe
that's
why.
But I don't know if, like, I doubt they went there every single day.
I mean, I guess all respect to the people, if that's how you want to spend your time and wait in line for the anticipation of something you really love, I'm not going to like hate on that.
Yeah.
I just
don't like to do it.
No way.
I'm the same way. I don't want
to
wait.
I always want to, I'll like to ask people if I see a line, what is this for? It's never interesting. Oh, they're coming out with a new donut. Oh, how long's the wait? That's like 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
for
the sprinkle donut?
Donut.
It's just like.
But it's also like, like the road lip gloss, you just buy it on fucking line.
Right,
yeah.
I know.
Why are you waiting for 2 hours?
I
think it's
like
the
it.
Excitement of it. I think some people like
it's
the,
crazy.
Or do you ever wait in line for, if it's, I guess, a standing room show that happens at 7 o'clock, some people will like get in line at like noon.
I used
camp
to do that.
Out for concerts and stuff because you want to just be that close.
I
want to
be
the
front.
For me, it's like, I don't have, me being in the room and seeing the band I love and just being at a reasonable distance, I'm so happy with
it.
I can't, standing front, but mad respect for people who stand in front.
I used to do that
stuff.
To every show
I
went to.
A lot of young people.
Yeah, when I was in high school and college, every show I went to, I would be the first one at the venue from like 2 p.m.
I respect it. I think it's like if you want to be close.
You make a day out of it.
You
become friends with the other people online who are also like diehard fans. You get to buy the merch without waiting in line. You get the first spot so you can like, we used to like tape the shows so then you can like post them online for people to see.
Oh,
and you're right up front. You get to see like your most favorite celebrity.
I'll be at the tailgate. I'm just not going to be
I'm
in
not
line
doing that
to get
either.
In.
I saw something on TikTok last night that was a girl who waited for like 14 hours for the Role Model concert. And I was
Damn.
Like, Chica, that is way too fucking long.
Oh my gosh.
Damn.
Same
with like Gracie
understand.
Abrams. There's people like waiting for like a day.
But like,
don't
you have an assigned seat? Well, like no one would camp out for a Taylor
room.
Swift thing, right? Because you have an assigned seat in an arena.
Yeah.
Right. So what are you getting in line
for? Well, I don't, that's
merch.
Why people weren't
merch.
Like.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think people, were people camping out of Taylor Swift concerts like
I
that?
I have no idea.
I feel like they weren't because you did have a, like a seat.
Also, I think people would get to the venues early though so they could, because the merch might have opened earlier than the actual venue.
Another thing that like I see people do, and maybe I'm just 32 and I've outgrown wanting to do it, is midnight releases for like movies and stuff.
Oh yeah, no.
Have you ever done it?
Yeah, I
oh,
did.
Okay.
You know what the last time I did it for? Twilight.
Hell yeah.
New Moon.
Hell yeah.
In college.
That's hilarious.
Or maybe it was
Have
Eclipse.
You ever seen it?
No.
Then shut your fucking mouth.
But I did it because a bunch of people in college were going to do it. But I would do it for Harry Potter. I think it's fun when you're a kid and you get to stay
I did it
up.
For Pirates of the Caribbean.
Did you? That came out on my birthday, July 9th.
I was celebrating your B-Day with Johnny Depp.
Wow.
Yeah, midnight, because then you actually don't get home till like 3 in the morning.
It's great. I mean, yeah.
Just staying awake. I went to, I think, the midnight showing of, what's the Heath Ledger Joker movie?
The Dark Knight.
That was,
I went to
midnight for that.
Me
gave
too.
Me nightmares.
Would they just be at 9 p.m. here, though?
No, it's midnight here, too.
Okay.
They actually now do it like earlier, I think, in L.A. L.A., it'll be like a 10:30
Well, Nolan got...
thing.
Nolan and his friend were going to go to Quentin Tarantino's...
New Beverly Cinema.
Yeah, he was showing something. I think it was like Django Unchained or something at like 11 p.m. And
they
his,
do a midnight showing almost like.
Yeah, but I think it was at 11 and him and his friend were like, yeah, hell yeah, let's go. And then like 9:30, Nolan was like, I'm not going.
Yeah.
I'm
that's tired. So late.
To start your night at
it's
like 11
crazy.
O'clock to be like, all right, we're heading out the door
like,
now.
I'm leaving at 4 a.m.
People do it.
Yeah.
We used to do it.
Yeah. It was like so fun.
Well, back then I'd stay up to like 4 a.m. every night, like summertime.
Sweeney Todd, the midnight showing. I saw Rock of Ages midnight.
Oh my God. Wow. Oh my God.
But I was just did it because like other people were going. Yeah. Like I didn't.
It was cute. My best friend growing up and her mom would go to every Twilight midnight, just like the two of them. I thought that was really cute. Yeah. Something I see people doing that I will never do is have children.
You're really not going to have children?
I just don't think so.
Never?
No, man.
Would be a good mom?
What did TJ send me today that made me LOL?
I don't think I'd be a good mom because I'd be like, why the fuck are you waking me up at 3 a.m.? Like, yeah. I just.
No, but when it's your kid, your brain.
Yeah, I'm sure. I wouldn't actually be like that, but I think to have kids, you should have the want to have kids and not.
Well, yeah.
I don't want to regret it. So I don't have. Like babies and kids, I have no like desire to speak to or like to be around.
I used to be like that where I was very uncomfortable talking to kids
because
I
just felt like
how
are you
lying to them.
Yeah, like,
like if you only knew how like
I'm like I'm not playing your mind games
is. I don't know. Then I got more comfortable like hanging
around.
We're
under
kids.
An oligarchy now. We are under tyranny.
This, TikTok, this and never giving birth.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah. Those are
and think of like
funny.
How much money you save. I sent you a TikTok too when it was like sometimes I think it was a TikTok. It was like I just bought a $22 martini.
Yes,
but I could have spent it on birth or on a formula, so I feel fine. Like instead of spending on formula,
I feel better about it.
You save
it's
a
all
lot
about,
of money.
Sharing the human experience and giving it back. Like
yeah, but I'm totally not interested in that.
She does it with her cats.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it is a thing. Like Nolan and I were talking about it. We're like, what if like we get old? Like who's gonna take care of us when we're old?
You'll have enough money to stay at a sick ass nursing home.
I don't know. We won't have social security. We're not going to have any of it.
You're going to be just fine.
What the fuck? I mean, obviously, I don't think you should depend on your kids to take care of you when you're old, but it is nice probably to have children that are like checking in on you and like, you know,
right,
doing something.
So, this is what I sent to TJ. It said, whenever I'm having a bad day, I'd be like, fuck, imagine if I had kids too, laugh my fucking ass off.
Yeah, you're just like having a bad day and then you have kids. Like, it seems bad.
It's full.
It seems really tough.
Yeah.
But people do it. Everyone's done it.
Not everyone.
I mean,
a lot of people. We're all here because someone chose to have us.
Yeah.
Something I'll never do that people do is hunting.
Oh yeah,
I will never shoot a gun at an animal. I'll never do that.
I'll go on the trip.
I wouldn't even want to do that.
Because it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
No, for sure. But I just wouldn't want to see it. Like, I don't want to see it.
But
the thing is
like, I only want to kind of see it once. I mean, I've gone duck hunting. I did not shoot the duck, but I watched the duck get shot and I held a duck.
See, that would make me just
But
sad.
I'm like, but here's the thing. I don't like it. But for me, it's like accepting that this is just how things are. That like
it is like the oldest
everything we
tradition.
Eat is stuff that has been slaughtered. It's the oldest way of like hunting and providing. I don't believe in like trophy hunting, anything like that. Yeah.
It's a real thing. It's
like
a sport
it,
for people.
But there's something where I'm just like, I don't know.
I
want to go see it.
I don't even like going fishing. Like that feels violent.
Yeah.
Like the fish?
Yeah, like the hook and then the fish comes out like with the thing and it's a lip.
There's
like,
a restaurant in Japan and they have a literal like big fish tank thing and you have to like
fish it
and like kill it. And
did
then
you, did
you
go
the
fishing
fish.
As a kid though? And like you had to like hold the fish and pull it out. Oof. But it's kind of good for you to like just
I know.
Get it's, a little like it's because it's just it's so much to take in. It's kind of freaky, but you get confident about it.
I just want to see that nice bright orange piece of salmon on my plate. I don't know where it came from. I don't know how it got there.
I'd have to see it
the
get
Atlantic.
Killed.
Yeah, the Atlantic salmon.
I know. I say that and then I'm like, hunting. I love a cheeseburger, which like I know kind of doesn't make sense. But it's like I can't fathom seeing like
out of sight, out of mind.
Like Nolan, when he was like in high school, probably his friend's dad had like all these guns. He's like, come on, we're going to go shoot some guns. And he's like, okay.
I don't like doing that.
And the dad was like, okay, there's a turtle down there. Like shoot at the turtle.
Oh.
And so Nolan did it and he just like cried.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm never going to do that again.
No,
I don't like that either.
No, shooting guns. Like let's go shoot guns. Just to go shoot the guns.
Sign me up.
That actually does. That sounds kind of fun.
Sign me
up. I
would
want
to
go to target practice.
I do think
I want the whole thing rented out and I don't want anybody around
me. Yeah,
me
neither.
Why? Because I don't like the idea of other people around me
firing
guns. Dude, shooting guns all the time. And there's like, or I want to be in a safe locked room where that person cannot get to me. But the idea of just like little booths where people are standing shooting guns really disturbs me.
Same.
I don't think it's wrong, but for me,
it would freak me
that
out.
Does not give me joy or anything. I want to be like, I don't know. I'd rather shoot a gun into like a pasture or like at a Target safely away from
at
people.
Target?
But going into an establishment to rent out multiple guns and sit there and like bang, bang, bang.
Do you want
to
see how good
targets,
you are?
At targets that are in the shape of people.
Yeah, it's
too,
sick.
It's very like, what am I doing? Because I don't ever really want to shoot a person. I don't know if it ever have to come down where I need to like zombie apocalypse
wise. I don't know if they're
all
people all the time.
Most of the time they are. It's like a person target.
Yeah, it's always like
an outline. Or they'll have the regular like darts target.
Ugh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just like AR like rifles, just like do 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 do. It's like.
Well, Christy Carlson Romano.
She was skeet shooting, I think.
No, I know, but like.
Yeah. I don't know.
But you never hear of anyone getting hurt at like a shooting range. At least I don't.
Right. You never hear about the death of the shooting range.
So I feel like people really respect that.
Didn't Chris Kyle get shot from shooting range?
To go there, don't you have to like have your license?
No, I think you can get. I think that's where you go
you
to. Like,
do it in
get
Vegas
your,
all the time.
That's where you can get trained at the gun range.
Like
that's
Emma's
where you get,
done it. Doesn't have a license.
I have never shot a gun.
I haven't
life.
Either.
I have.
I feel like it's life changing.
I've only shot a skeet shooting gun and a BB gun and airsoft.
I've shot a
like.
Really?
Yeah.
Pistol.
Did you shoot sideways and just...
Yeah, a little Glock in my Rari.
Yeah.
Fun fact that may not be true. In the movies...
Great.
When they hold the gun sideways...
Yeah.
They put that in movies so that if people see that, they hold the gun sideways and you'll almost always miss your target when you shoot sideways. So it's a way to like lower gun violence so that people who are like want to be cool and think that they're doing gun stuff...
You really think that?
No. I'm just saying it.
Where
it's
did
something
you
that
read
I read
this?
On the internet. That like it's like it,
I just
obviously,
like can't imagine the like director's like, all right, we got to do like a little PSA, a sneaky PSA, so people think this is how you hold a gun.
Yeah, I guess. Ugh. Okay, here's something I would never do: open-toed shoes and shorts
on an
airplane.
Yeah, fuck that.
Insane. I don't understand.
Oh, we talked about.
There was a guy when we were flying to Mexico who's actually a DJ, and he was wearing flip-flops, and I was like, bro, put some fucking closed-toed shoes
on an airplane is insane. It's and it's also just fucking freezing on airplanes too. How are you freezing? I wear so many clothes.
Yeah,
the airplanes these days are
bundle.
It's too fucking cold.
Yeah,
I've asked flight attendants before. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Can we raise the temperature by like 2 or 3 degrees? And they'll do it.
Oh my god.
They're like, oh, is it cold? I'm like, yeah. It's fucking freezing.
What do I have?
Playing Monopoly.
Oh.
I'm not playing Monopoly.
You've never played Monopoly?
I've played it. I don't like it. I don't like it. It takes forever.
Yeah.
It's and nobody I think is that like fun. It brings out people's worst sides of their personality where they're
really
like,
does.
Ha ha ha. You don't have that much money. Well, I just bought this, I bought that. Good for you. I can even be good at Monopoly. I don't like the person I'm becoming when I play Monopoly.
Yeah, I hate Monopoly.
I don't like how other people are playing it. It's too much pieces of paper.
Too much capitalism.
I don't like these avenues and it doesn't even look like fun real estate. We're playing with these little silver thimbles and race cars and top hats. Fuck it all. Get Monopoly out of my fucking face. I'm not going to
disagree more. It's so much fun. It's exhilarating.
No.
Exhilarating?
Wrong.
You can start doing side bets. I'm going to lend you money at 2%. You can kind of get like.
I could watch the whole Harry Potter series before a game of Monopoly is done. It's like one of those annoying games where it's like, oh we got to go to bed.
Yeah.
When does it end?
I fucking hate Monopoly.
Wow.
I do too.
Get that shit out of my face.
There are so many more fun games that are prone to laughs, team building, bonding, inside jokes. Monopoly is just like, let's all just like hate each other for the next, who knows,
and guess what?
2 hours.
You're going to jail.
Yeah. I don't.
I played werewolf for the first time the other night.
Oh, that's fun.
It was too confusing.
So
like
fun.
Like the minion and the werewolf.
Where you have
the
to
what?
Like put your head
like
down.
Like the minion and the werewolf and the.
It's like traitors.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know what the minion is.
Was it a voice? Like was it a sound that you
like
followed?
Villagers, werewolves.
Yes. Yeah.
Someone's the werewolves. You know who it is. I'm really good at
that. Minion.
But then I'm too chatty in terms of figuring it out, and I get eliminated immediately.
Yeah. I hate that. Yeah, because if I'm the person that's like a werewolf or whatever, I have no idea how to play the game. I'm like, it's like the game we played at your house. That was really fun. It was like
Spyfall.
Yes.
Ugh, Carly.
Loved that game. That was very fun.
See, there's great games out there.
Yes.
Why are we playing Monopoly?
Season finale of Traitors is tonight. I'm so nervous.
I'm so nervous.
Have you heard about, have we talked about this? I feel like maybe in the last episode, like the British version of, or Australian version of Traitors.
Yeah, you brought it up.
Normal people.
Yeah.
I like that more than watching celebs.
I can't remember the last time I played Monopoly, but I feel like it's exhilarating. It's so much fun.
You would like it.
Because you get to trade.
Yeah, he's like, I'm a financial advisor.
You get to trade properties
with
your friends.
Real life, but worse.
It's just not that like fun, dude.
Yeah.
So maybe it's not that bad.
I remember it being super fun when I was a kid. Because it's like.
Okay, we can play one day.
Yeah, can we?
You should play online. You play against Ariana Grande. I was watching her, What's in My Bag? No, she did, a What's in My Bag for, Vanity Fair, and it was very funny. She pulled out, a little iPad, and she's like, honestly, I use this a lot when I'm on set, and I play Monopoly against, random strangers.
Oh, that's smart.
So
I would do that.
So that's very funny. What piece you could be playing against her.
Yeah, someone out there.
What do you normally go for?
I feel like the car.
I always like Toto dog.
I like the thimble.
Yeah.
Thimble's good. Thimble. I like the top hat. I feel like, is that one?
Yes.
You know this Mandela effect about the guy not having a monocle, having a monocle?
Yes. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Oh, the Monopoly man does not have a monocle.
No.
Right.
I think it's because we just confused him with the Pringles guy.
Well, because there's a line in Ace Ventura where, I don't know if it's Ace Ventura 2 or 1, but Jim Carrey makes a line to a guy with a monocle and goes, and you look like the Monopoly man.
Oh.
Oh, so that might have been planted.
No, he's
in
front of the projector and he's just like, hi-ho, Silva, away. Doing something.
Interesting.
He makes that line.
Oh yeah, I love the railroads. That was always my purchase. But there's strategy. Whatever.
Good for you. Is Monopoly supposed to be New York?
Bless
or is
your
it Atlantic City?
It's Atlantic City because. Mm-hmm. But I thought it's Madison Avenue.
It's all made up. It's all made up.
It's nonsense.
You get $200 just for passing go. That's a little bit
and
of
then
socialism.
It gets ripped out of your hands.
Yeah, but that's
you got to pay all your fucking
and
property
you go
taxes.
To jail.
Fuck okay. that game.
Yeah. Well, so what's a better four-player game?
Poker. Yeah. better four-player game.
Yeah,
Mario Party.
No, board game. What's a good board game?
I like Blokus. Have you ever played Blokus?
Yes, I don't remember it, but I remember liking it.
You don't like it?
No, I remember liking it, but I don't remember
it. It's a square game with a bunch of little pieces that look like Tetris pieces, and you try to conquer and have the most territory. It's so simple, so easy. You try to work your way across the board.
Sequence?
Everybody, what?
You played Sequence?
Sequence, oh.
Love that game, board game.
I always see that if I'm at an Airbnb.
It looks confusing
they got
as fuck,
Sequence.
But it's not.
I love, what's the Pictionary game, Telestrations, you pass that around.
That's good.
That one's
have
fun.
A laugh.
Taboo is a great game.
Oh, yes.
I like Trivial Pursuit Junior.
Oh, yes.
The
but
Junior
what
one.
What year are we playing? Because is there Gen Z Trivial Pursuit Junior?
Maybe.
No,
have to
maybe.
Certain
that
years.
That was so fun. I love it.
It's like for kids.
Yeah.
Because if you play the adult one, it's which vice president in 1863 committed the first? It's just like,
but
I
bet Trivial Pursuit now has to be kind of good. I always feel like the ones from the 80s are
it's impossible.
Who served under Reagan?
Yes.
And the Air Force. And
if you're at an Airbnb and you're like, oh, cool, let's play. It's literally like, huh?
Yeah, or with this 80s sitcom character's sister's brother's dog's name.
Who was a guest star on All in the Family
season
5?
Oh, wow. It's very dated. Maybe they need to remake it up to date.
They do. They do.
Oh,
you
they
can
do.
Buy a new version.
I like a millennial Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah, they have a SpongeBob SquarePants Trivial Pursuit.
No. Shoot me.
Yeah, literally.
Shoot me. Hey, guys, who wants to play SpongeBob Trivial Pursuit?
Okay. I never cared about SpongeBob.
Can I say
that.
A game that I fucking hate? Settlers of Catan.
Oh, Settlers of Catan.
I do not have the fucking
loves that.
I'm not smart enough for that.
It's that is not fun.
I feel like you that would be up your alley though.
No,
everybody
I
know who plays that game has a degree. Or they're very academic people. I can't.
Not really. No one's not super academic. Oh. He loves that game.
This is shit. I'm done.
I
have this one. Should I buy it? It's on Poshmark.
Trivial Pursuit Junior?
Yeah.
But what year is that from?
Don't.
For a while, from a long time ago, it's still in the box.
But it's going to be who was on the cover of
J14 in
Tiger Beat Magazine.
Yeah.
Who was Hannah Montana's
crush? This is the
crush.
Exact one I had.
I mean,
I
but how much is it?
Who is on Clarissa Explains It All?
Melissa Joan Hart.
Well, yeah, I feel like if there's a millennial version, that'd be fun.
I played one. See. There was an Airbnb I stayed at a year or two ago. They had Trivial Pursuit from 1981, and it was fucking
whoa.
Racist.
Oh,
it
oh,
was
yeah.
insane.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Oh, no,
it
they was have insane. Trivial Pursuit Millennium.
See, no, that's still going to be tough because it'll be
that would be fun to play on this
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
A little Trivial Pursuit?
Yeah.
But
it has to be one. I think a millennial one is
millennial for us.
Yeah. Mike, you might lose.
Yeah, no, I would not. But no, there's always a history and politics category. I feel like I would do good on that one.
Correct.
Yeah. Pop culture? No, I don't know that. But
Right. I would slay
the pop culture of Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah. I want to play.
Oh, what are some things you see many people do that you'll never do?
Vape.
Vape?
Never done it. Never will.
You've never hit a vape?
I've never hit a vape, Aaron.
I've literally never hit a vape in my life.
I've seen
I smoked cigarettes. No, I took a drag of my first one like last year.
Oh, but you've smoked weed.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. That's different.
That's from the earth, brother.
Aaron never vaped. Have smoked weed.
I have, and this is something that I will never do, not because I think it is bad. I just know I'll never do it, is get tattoos.
Really?
Nah.
Ever?
Now I've gotten to a point, there was a time in my life where I'm like, I could consider it, might do it. Now I'm 32, I'm not doing it.
You missed the window.
Whoa.
Unless
what if you go to jail?
Huh?
What if you go to jail?
I would never do a face tattoo.
No.
Oh, no.
Face tattoo, yeah, that's like...
Unless I was a super big rock star and I could like get a, like Post Malone. Of course, if I was Post Malone...
You would not want a face tattoo.
If I was a massive, huge fucking rock star and I was worth at least $40 million, I would be chain smoking and having my face tats blinged out.
Would you yell at the audience if people were crowd surfing?
hey, no, they weren't crowd surfing.
Not we talked about shows. This. You're gonna hurt someone. I'm a big fucking rock star, but you're no crowd surfing.
But if you're gonna get a face tattoo, I think like you gotta
look the part.
You gotta commit to something and be somebody of like.
What
importance.
If like Patricia like, tomorrow was like, I want to get matching tattoos. You would say no.
Somewhere not super visible.
I would be like, I think it would be something fun to do if we were like maybe 60 years old and it would be like
does
like,
she have any?
Maybe,
no.
Well,
okay. No, I wouldn't have married her.
No, I would not. No.
Her body's a temple.
I think.
A disgusting tattooed whore.
It would be funny if you had a midlife crisis though and just showed up with like a tribal tattoo on your arm and you're like, oh no, I think it's pretty cool. Yeah.
She wouldn't be that upset if I got a tattoo. It's not about like Patricia. I think we just both know. I think we like interior so much, and like your body is like, you know, interior.
What's your exterior?
I'm worried. The thing I get, will I still like that in 10 years? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't look down. I think tattoos are cool all the time. Yeah. I think tattoos are dope.
It's pretty crazy that Pete Davidson got rid of all of his.
I know.
Yeah. Is he?
He did.
Yeah. He did.
He's naked.
It costs like $200,000 or something to do, he said.
I would imagine.
I can't imagine how much that hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, it hurts like
But I think tattoos are cool. I'll just never do it. But maybe in the future.
I have one that's like so like stupid, but it literally says drink more than one soda a day. But like for real, like I can't imagine. There's people who drink many sodas a day.
You don't drink two Diet Cokes in a day?
No. Ooh. I like oh, one and done?
If I'm having a day?
Oh, I can't. Two I feel sodas? Like it, I feel like it'll immediately give me a headache if I drink a full soda, I get a headache.
Well, that's a great sugar-free, point. Sugar-free, non-caffeinated like soda. Like I love Coca-Cola that's
like zero?
Coca-Cola zero, not caffeinated.
Oh.
So
you just want sugar water.
There's no sugar water. In it. Just chemical water.
Aspartame water.
Yeah, but it's just like it hits the spot. Yeah.
I can't remember the last. I've gotten like you to get the glass Mexican Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good.
That's like a nice treat, but two of those in a day.
If you're at a movie theater and you get a regular thing, that
would never get soda at a movie theater.
I don't either because then I have to pee.
Yeah. When you get water?
Oh, I love soda. That's like one of the only places I drink soda.
Yeah.
At the movie theater?
Yeah.
But regular soda is basically two cans of soda. Yeah, it's like, what harm is this going to do to me?
I love a movie theater
soda. No, I feel
soda.
Like that's like whatever. I just will not pick up two different cans in a day.
Have you been to AMC recently?
Yeah.
The Coca-Cola Freestyle Machine?
Yes, on the Freestyle Machine. They're doing this thing, and hopefully they're still doing it. It's called this Internet Baby Contest. It's this really cool like Gen Z little secret button. You kick it and put it in the corner, and it's all these fun new mixes of sodas. Go for this like Cherry Sprite one.
Ooh.
It is...
It's like Shirley
Temple. Cherry Baby, it's delicious.
Okay,
I went back
baby.
When I was watching Nosferatu like two times in the middle of the movie because I was
I'm
like,
gonna go just to get the soda.
Oh, the taste was just phenomenal.
It tastes like a Shirley Temple.
Yes, or like a cherry Sprite, but with like maybe a little hint of grape in it.
Ooh. Those machines really stress me out.
Ooh, what, the machines?
Yeah.
I always just go for cherry.
I know, but
Coke.
There's so many. Even like picking.
Yeah, the UI is crazy. It's like bubbles bouncing around.
Oh my
you're like,
God.
Just stay still. Don't go crazy.
Yes, I think.
But I turn into a fucking Karen. when I see a flavor is out on a Coca-Cola Freestyle machine, I go, well, then this is just, I don't want to see the movie anymore. Yeah. I go, you guys have plenty of fucking flavors in the back. It's like, is it someone just hasn't turned the bag on or is it really out?
Yeah. The syrup's probably
It's a good
out.
Thing they have like 10 of them.
Yeah.
I don't complain about it, but the rush.
It'll ruin your day.
Of bitchiness that comes out.
I feel like I'm going to see a movie now to try that drink.
Oh, please do. Hopefully it's still going
What's
on.
What's movie, movie theaters right now that I should go see?
You know what? I don't even know.
Something I would never do. That people do is not say thank you when you hold a door open for them.
Oh,
I would
yeah.
never not say thank you.
It bothers me when I hold it and someone doesn't say thank you.
Yeah, it's
like
the rudest thing you could do.
That is really a good call.
It's the meanest thing you could do.
Yeah.
Mickey 17. I'd probably go. Robert Pattinson, Bong Joon-ho directed it.
The guy who directed Parasite.
Oh,
I, and Snowpiercer, new movie.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
I feel like I don't ever get doors held open for me.
They're just slammed in your face.
Just because I don't look like someone who people would open doors for. Like women, people open doors for. I feel like more than
behind me. I just always will.
But yeah. Whenever I open a door, if I don't, I always like. Sometimes you have the double doors, right, where you have like one door and then the second door.
Mm-hmm.
So I will hold the first door open. And then if they don't say thank you, I'm like, do I open the second door or do I go fuck you because you didn't?
Yeah, say you're welcome.
But then they'll say thank you after the second door, and I'm like, okay, thank God I did that. I want the balls to be like, I want to thank you through
doors.
Every door. Yeah,
that's kind of interesting because sometimes I don't really think about it.
Saying thank
or,
you?
No, I'll say thank you all the time, but I don't really expect people to do it because I think I'm just like helping. Well, if it's one person. Sure. But if there's like a gust in a huge group of people, I'm just making it easier for everybody to get into where they want to go.
Yeah, but you get everybody
but I don't
be
expect,
saying thank you,
I don't
thank
expect
you, thank
a thank you from every single person if it's like a group of four
I
people.
I do. They better be like, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I guess I don't look out for it. You. I just like put my head down and just like let people in and then I go in and I'm just.
You want to try that again? I didn't hear. Yeah.
I look at them dead in the fucking eye.
Oh, you make
and
eye
I
contact.
Say,
thank you. Sorry. Thank you.
Let's hear it, Kathy.
Yeah.
Let's hear it, Kathy. You're not moving past me.
I would never live above the fourth floor in a building. People that live in New York or like
because
Dubai,
of the elevators?
Just
fires?
Anything. Yeah, earthquake, fire,
yeah.
Fucking plane crash. Like
yeah.
People live on like the 57th floor every single
That's
day.
That's crazy. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
There's this person on TikTok and they post like they live in the penthouse of some building and it's like above the fucking cloud.
Yeah, it's insane.
Oh yeah.
But like you're going to bed every night. On the 57th floor.
Honestly,
I'd like to stay
I think
there.
I'd like
but
that. Yeah.
I don't even want to be there. I don't want to go. I don't want to sleep there. I don't want to sit on a couch. I don't want to look out.
Are you
I
scared
don't,
of heights too?
No. Okay. I'm not scared of heights, but like.
You like to know your exits?
Yeah. Just like it's not human to be that high. Like we are not designed to just be sleeping in fucking like 1,000 feet up in the sky. It's insane.
I mean, yeah, having a fire would be horrifying.
I always think whenever we stay in New York, I get a little freaked out.
I always tell them, give me the first floor. Like, I don't want to be.
I kind of freaked out. I was at a concert recently in like Silver Lake. I can't remember what venue this was, but we entered the venue one way and it was a very narrow stair to get up into this concert venue. And I was like, is this the only exit? I was a little creeped out by I go, is this the only exit? And especially then when I walked into the room and saw how many people were, I go, Then I go to the bathroom and then now I'm like at a different side of the venue. And then I start walking kind of towards like this area where someone's working and I go, is this the other exit? And he was like, yeah. And I go, is there another exit there? He goes, yeah, there's one. He goes, why do you want to know? And I go, just for safety purposes.
Fire
but I think he was freaked
he
out by
you
me that
like
I
a...
was like planning
yes.
something.
Yes.
But I was just like, I just like to know.
Oh, is this the exit? Ka-chung. Yes. Not anymore.
I think I freaked him out by me asking where are the exits. But I was just so nervous because I did not like the way the venue was
totally.
Designed where there's all these people. And if that's the only place to leave. It would be a disaster.
Yeah.
Stampedes terrify me. Like,
oh yeah.
Oh, like if you're doing like a tour in like a catacomb or something, and you got to walk down a narrow hallway, and it's like, oh, we got to wait our turn because it's only a one-way corridor. Like,
and especially
oh,
like if you live caves. In such a, you know, this whole shooter time period where there's also been so many just like false scares where you're
oh,
with someone,
yeah.
buddy, and someone's like, he has a gun, and everyone's like, what?
Yeah. Did you just see that at the cheer competition?
Did
yeah.
they ever? Think, there, apparently,
it wasn't. People were just, I think, like fighting.
Oh.
And then
having
it
the airport before.
Escalated. Yeah.
But I think the trigger for me was when I went to the top of the new World Trade Center. You can do like a tour where they take you to the very top. You go in the elevator, they do the whole thing. Virtual. And then when you get to the top fucking floor and it says like 130th floor.
Yeah.
And you kind of just like look down.
Is that the one that has the glass over one part of it?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I hate that.
And there's also like that in Chicago where you can like actually lean on it, which seems insane. It just, I don't know that I could ever get a good night's sleep on like the 88th floor.
Yeah.
Like people think it's luxurious to be.
My ears like in a pop penthouse. In the elevator.
Yeah. Like every single day, you're just going to go suicide jumping level high. I don't know. It's insane.
Because any emergency, like you're kind of fucked. I mean, you obviously have to run down the stairs.
The earthquake that we just had the other fucking day.
10th, 12th floor.
No, it's too high.
I'm in the 30s, that's way too high.
I fourth floor. Because at least you could like maybe climb down and survive.
But your view's not as nice.
I
don't
fuck
you want a
view.
Nice view, Mike?
Then move higher up on the mountain. Get a higher no.
But if I want a view over Central Park, I want to fucking see Central Park. I don't want to be just like, you know, straight
you're
looking
see
at
Central
the trees.
Like, but you could fall asleep. Like you look out the window, they're like, well, there's all of New York City. I'm gonna go to bed now. Like,
yes,
it's sometimes it's like the beauty of it.
I can't.
Like, you get
it.
To look at just like this ever changing painting before your eyes and just get lost in a view. I think views are sometimes one of the most pretty things to look at.
A natural
and
view,
being
sure.
Being able to afford a beautiful view is like a very like nice thing. I think it's good for your soul.
I'll take a hike up the mountain and get a view because I physically put myself there and I'm still connected to the ground. But taking it up. Like my brothers just moved to a new apartment and they're on like the 33rd floor. And they're like, you come stay with us. The place is sick. And I'm like,
no.
Would you live in the hills, like at the tip of the top of like a hills?
Yeah, because you're still on the ground. Like you're.
I feel like now after the fires.
Fires, earthquake, landslides.
Well, the hill is just inconvenient because if you want to go get a fucking like nail clipper, it's 15 minutes just to get out of the
fucking hill. If you want to have people over too,
impossible.
It's like, oh gosh, you got an Uber. And then it's a huge thing where the Ubers are then clogging up the entire streets and then your neighbors hate you. You can only have like four people over at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I like just being on the ground floor. You can see the sky. You can see the ground.
Yeah.
Things are good.
What were you saying about the earthquake?
Oh, the other day when we had that crazy fucking earthquake that lasted so long. It was my first time having like people above me. I thought it was going to like 9/11 collapse on me. And I was like, let me run outside. And like,
oh my God.
You ran outside?
Yeah. Cause I'm like, this is it. This is the one. Like the whole thing's going to come down on me.
It didn't feel that. I mean, it felt like pretty crazy, but I didn't think it lasted like that long.
My
I didn't think so either.
I think the building like basically like it like whipped up and then whipped
it's
back
probably
down.
Probably on rollers.
It whipped up.
Yeah. It was like a whoop-pow and then it like whipped back down.
It flew up like a parasail.
Yeah. I
don't know. You're so funny.
Ugh, I don't know. I didn't like it.
The drop. Yeah,
that was scary.
And I was watching Severance too while it was happening. It was like a scary scene, and it was like, and I was like, oh my God, they fucking kids are getting me.
Yeah.
You guys watching Severance yet? Nobody cares.
I just had this conversation. I started the new season, and literally watching the recap, I had no fucking idea what was going on. I think I need to rewatch.
You really need to pay attention.
It'll start. I thought the exact same thing, Aaron. It kind of just starts piecing together. For Severance,
I don't
though,
know.
I think it's cool, but like, I'm just into like the bigger picture. I'm not into like the deep, like meaning or theories behind it all.
It's a fucking masterpiece. I love it.
I just don't like escaping to that world because it just seems so depressing.
It
like,
is.
I guess I love Mad Men or I love Succession. Or I love going to this like new world where I'm like, ooh, gosh, can you imagine existing in this space? That seems like fucking jail. Like it drives my mind, the idea of Severance, knowing that your mind and body are trapped in that just liminal hellhole.
But the mystery, we're watching the mystery unfold.
No. It's entertaining. But I just sometimes I'm like, oh, here we go. I'm not. Yeah, I struggle with it.
I can't wait to rewatch.
Have you watched Paradise?
Mm-mm.
It's like Sterling K. Brown. It's on Hulu. It's pretty good. I give it like a B+, but the premise is really fucking crazy, and I don't want to spoil it.
Is it a show or a movie?
It's a show. Oh. Going blind.
I'm watching The Pit.
Oh, my brother loves The Pit.
My next door neighbor produced it.
Cool.
And so that's why I started watching it, and it's so good.
What's it on? Netflix? HBO?
HBO.
That guy from Vine, do you remember Shane Hartline?
Shane Hartline.
Kind of like Chris Pratt, kind of.
Let me Google.
I don't remember.
He was on Vine. I don't know. He was like through friend circles and stuff. He was on an episode of The Pit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
If my neighbor
wrote
a show.
This guy looks familiar to me.
Well, no, if my neighbor wrote a show and there's a cliffhanger, I'd be like, knock, knock, knock.
No, I know. The last episode
what
I watched,
the fuck happened?
I was like, brother.
That's funny.
You got to give me the app.
Yeah. Can you give you like early?
Well, it comes out today.
Oh, perfect.
So I didn't have to wait too long.
Oh, Love is Blind is from. I'm so excited.
There you go.
Finally, it's the wedding.
I saw someone say something about Love is Blind that, like, if you really want to watch the show, you have to not watch the show. Like,
you have to watch it blind.
You have to watch. You have to, like, basically.
People do that. They put, like, towels over their
teeth.
Yeah, and only I've never heard this.
So you experience what they experience.
Whoa.
And you don't get
honestly,
to see it.
Honestly, that's kind of sick.
And then the reveal is just as, yeah.
Pete, they were saying.
But there's so much in between
so many
that
voices.
I want to watch.
I know.
But I guess it's like listening to a radio show.
Yeah.
But it's just, I need to know, like, their names. Because I feel like on that show, they would show the person's name.
Yeah.
And it kind of reinforces, this is Sabrina.
But I saw, like,
they could,
a
like,
couple.
Do it in a, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
A couple reacted. They, like, I made my boyfriend watch Love is Blind, and then
that's
he reacted
cool.
to them meeting. He was like, oh no, he's ugly. And it was just like,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
what the.
I saw people saying that for the traitors. They were like, I wish there was a version of it where we also didn't know who the traitors were. So then, like, we were kind of playing along.
Ooh. Oh, like a DVD version.
Oh, interesting.
Where...
Yeah. Those are like, yeah, like gargoyles. I remember the VHS. You could pick like two different ways to watch it. I think it was Gargoyles, or maybe it was a different game that was
on
similar.
VHS or DVD? Had to be DVD.
The cartoon Gargoyles?
Something like that. Yeah, it was like you choose like a destiny, like you pick something, like you pick it, and then it's like with like your remote or whatever, and then it starts playing the movie, and then there's like different, I don't know, it might not have been Gargoyles or something similar, and
oh,
I just thought it was fascinating. Yeah.
I keep thinking like a lot lately about games like Survivor, games like Big Brother, games like Traitors, games that are pure social games. Do you, because that's all it is. Like Survivor is not about really like surviving and being able to like make
yeah,
a fire and provide water. It's about playing the social game to where you're likable enough, you make the alliances and you get all the way through. Sometimes I want to think like, oh, I could do that. Then I'm like, I don't know if I would.
Yeah,
because you can't
be too nice.
too nice?
I would
too
like feel bad. Like I'd be like, oh, this person, I'm going to be fake to this person. I don't know.
Also, when they do those interviews, like, and they do, when you want to sign up to be on the show, they give you actual personality tests and they give you like mental illness tests to see if you have like borderline personality disorder, narcissism.
And they want
and
those
they
types
want, to- yes, they specifically get people who have like BPD or narcissism or like, I don't know, some of these other like mental illnesses, and they want those people on the show because that makes for better television.
Oh, damn, so I would just be normal, diagnosing everybody on the show. Like, he has BPD, undiagnosed. You have issues. You have issues.
But if they determine that you're too normal, they won't put you on the show.
Damn.
And they do the same thing for like American Idol or The Voice. If you're like a crazy person, you don't get on the show, but then they'll like refer you, like, we think you might be a better fit for this different show.
Interesting.
And so these production companies are like trying to find crazy people.
The nuts.
Yeah. And that's why they're insane on these TV shows, because it makes for good television.
Interesting.
Are the people on Traitors, are they all like kind of like the villains of their shows?
No.
Oh, okay.
There's a different show called like House of Villains.
Yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
is that. That's
I just true. Don't know how I would react being ostracized by a group of people
oh, yeah.
on national television
oh, yeah.
and knowing people are watching
and talking
me.
About you.
Yes, people talking shit about me, knowing it's being recorded, and like having to like, and just realizing nobody in a room likes you, and
yeah.
you can't leave.
Yeah, I'd leave.
Oh, like I don't know what I would do with myself.
I know, and then you have to watch it back later.
I would snap. I think
but
I would just.
Maybe you would think of it differently because it's like the show. Because at first I was like, no, I'd be too nice and like feel bad. But then it's like, well, it's a show. Maybe it has this like layer on top of it where it's like, okay, this is a show, and
I know,
you
but...
gotta be like a little crazy.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? Like, you gotta be manipulative.
Yeah,
like,
but
it's just
what
the
if
show.
Matt tries, and after, like, oh, 3 weeks, everyone's like, listen, guys, Matt fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Right?
And then your whole family, everyone's watching it, and they see this whole other side of your personality, and they now have all these opinions. And it's like years later, they're like, I just can't believe what you did to Jessica on that show, and you backstabbed her, and
yeah.
you lied to her face.
Like, if you blew up
and
on
y'all
someone.
Eliminated
whatever.
Her.
Like,
she was great.
Was
I'd be like,
show.
Piss off. Get out of,
yeah.
like, I...
Matt, there's millions of people that have been on these kinds of Love Island, like all these shows
oh,
that have done.
I would love to do it.
Shit.
I just hate the idea of the time commitment. Like, it's
isn't
months
it like 2 weeks?
What?
Like Traitors is 2 weeks.
I see. I think
you would do like Big Brother.
I mean, if
three
Traitors
months.
Is 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I would do that.
Yeah.
Beast
it's
Games.
Not that long.
Beast Games. No.
Apparently, that's really good. People are saying it's like.
I know.
Unbelievable.
I don't know that.
I think Celeb Big Brother is 2 weeks, but the real Big Brother, I believe, is 3 months.
Yeah, that's yeah. 3 months. Yeah. I know
that's
a girl
crazy.
Who was on it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, nuts. What did I miss? Especially the Trump presidency. I'd be like,
yeah.
what is he doing now?
What is Survivor? Like 40 days or something?
I don't know. I always want to get into Survivor.
I know, I'm the same way. Because
people rave about it, and I love the fandom of Survivor. Because it actually seems like, I like how everyone on the show is like nutty but normal. It's not like a bunch of these like, or like Love Island where everyone is just
like social media.
They want to be hot, pretty people. Egos. Yeah. I like that it's just an eclectic mix of just humans.
I agree.
Especially like when it started, like social media wasn't a thing, so people weren't going on a show to like get followers.
Yeah,
or anything.
It's not about hooking up. It's just about
money.
Like,
yeah,
give
me that
the
money.
Game.
Yeah, I used to watch it, but I feel
there's
like
there's just so many episodes.
I know. It's crazy.
It's kind of the beauty of it, though. Like if it's one of those shows you watch for a bed or something, it's like I'll always have it.
I think there's what over 40 seasons. There's like 50 seasons of Survivor.
You'd be really good at Survivor. And Aaron, you too. Like if you guys were like, but if y'all were 55 years old.
I would never do that.
Like y'all come in as like moms. Because I think you guys are like young souls. I think you'll always be kind of young souls.
Oh,
and I think you could like, you'd be actually be like a cool 55, 60 year old. Like the young people would actually kind of vibe with you. You'd go really far in the show.
Me and Aaron making a fire.
No, I'm like, if they're bring me to a hotel at night, sure, I'll pretend to live in the sticks.
No, we gotta sleep in a tent.
I can't do that. Like, bugs crawling on me? No.
Mosquito bites all over your legs when you wake up in the morning.
No.
I did Tesla camping. That was enough for me.
I'm also like, well, there would be nothing left of me.
True.
Same. Like, I would die. I think
you'd
I would
waste
die.
Away. Yeah. Just bones left over.
Oh,
Aaron starts eating meat. I ate Carly. I'm
crazy. Yeah, I guess if there was like one, like on The Amazing Race, like you get to stay in hotels and stuff. Like I could do something like that. I think like with traitors, I would be so freaked out that they would pick me as a traitor and then I would immediately
fold.
Yeah. Cry.
Like I'd be like, oh my God, I don't know.
So if they pick you as a traitor, and you're not the traitor, are you like, guys, I'm not? Or do you kind of like play with it? Like, is that how it works?
Wait, what?
Like, say
if they pick you as a traitor.
Okay, if you're watching the show and say they pick, I don't know if Tom Sandoval's a traitor, but like say they pick him as a traitor.
Who?
The group.
Okay, so if they're accusing him of being the traitor, got it.
Is the person accused of being a traitor, are they usually like, no, I'm not the traitor?
Yeah.
Or do you have to like play around with it and kind of like make
them
think
they're
maybe
like, I'm faithful.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's weird because when I was playing werewolf, like you couldn't like say what your thing was.
Yeah.
But there's so many
but
things.
But once you die, then you get to watch the game from afar and you realize who the werewolves are.
I
and I hate
that
moment
part.
Where like you get killed and you realize who was a fucking werewolf that you were telling the whole group the whole damn time. They're a werewolf.
They're good.
And then you see them.
There's just too many bad guys. Like a vampire killed me.
Vampire?
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
there's vampire. Werewolves and then the cursed something cult the cult
oh,
leader
the cult.
And okay. So like they're all killing people.
I don't get it. Monopoly supremacy for life.
Fuck that.
You're right.
Fuck that bitch.
Thanks for watching another episode of Good Influences, everybody.
Okay.
Are we
guess we're done.
Well, we got another 10 minutes if you
I'm
want
to. I'm only kidding.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for watching. Hopefully my EV charger, future
Mike. It's turned on by next
hopefully
week.
It's turned on.
Pray for Mike.
Otherwise, you'll see me on the news. Yeah. ABC6 coming at you live.
Jennifer, that's so funny.
Cool. We'll see you next week, everybody.
Bye.
Toodles. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.